Thanks, Nachum. Straight ahead on the Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. Frisch continues their dominance on the hardball rubber. Flopper soars into the conversation on the volleyball board, and Frisch hands Maya Note their first loss of the season in girls' soccer. All that and more. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We've covered every sport so far this spring season with the exception of baseball. Thus far, the diamond has belonged to the defending champs, and this week only served to widen the gap between Frisch, last year's runners-up SAR, and everyone else. The Cougars went 2-0 this past week, defeating Heschel and MTA by a combined 18-1, and are now 3-0, tied with SAR, who took wins over Hillel and TABC themselves. The two teams are the only Western Conference squads without a blemish. DRS joins them at 3-0 in the East, but it's clear that we are potentially headed for a championship rematch between two schools who have dominated the spring over the last few years. Other scores from the diamond: Ramaz picks up their first win in a thriller 11-10 over JEC. TABC edges out MTA 2-1 in extra innings, and DRS outlasts Flatbush 6-5. Speaking of Frisch dominance, the girls' varsity soccer Cougars are looking to defend their crown as well, and to this point have stood up to all challenges, including defeating previously undefeated Maya Note this past week 4-1. The win was Frisch's third in the past 8 days, having also swept SAR in a home-and-home to improve to 5-0. The only other undefeated West team, Kushner, has yet to really start their season, having only played 2 games, albeit 2 big wins over Bruria and Na'ale. They face SAR and Ramaz this week in hopes of making a run at Frisch for a late-season meetup atop the West. In other action, Central picks up their fourth win, edging out Flatbush 4-3, and Heschel picks up their fourth win with a dominant victory over Ramaz. Finally, we take a peek back in on boys volleyball, where Flatbush has joined Ramaz in standing out amongst the pack. The Falcons sit at 5-0 after knocking off previously undefeated Hafter in 4 sets, as well as Mag and David and Frisch in the last 8 days. Flatbush will have a chance to continue their road to the top tonight against 3-1 North Shore as they look to keep pace with Ramaz, who at 6-0 has yet to drop a set. The two are on a collision course for mid-May, right before the playoffs. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.